This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, saying you're doing one heck of a job on the economy, Bushy. I will be quoting a lot of statistics, so please bear with me. President Bush keeps telling us that the economy is growing, but the Wall Street Journal reported that most of the productivity has gone into profits, not wages. Since Bush took office, worker productivity has gone up 18.4%, but wages are down. So any income increase has obviously gone to the rich, not the poor and the middle class. The poverty rate has gone up 17% since 2000. The number of those in deep poverty, $7,800 a year for a family of three, is the highest since 1975, when such surveys began. Since 1979, adjusted for inflation, lower income households have experienced no wage increase at all, while middle class income has increased by a mere $200 per year. In stark contrast, the top 1% of Americans have enjoyed a 111.3% increase. Bush also brags about our low unemployment rate, but there are many important qualifiers. The rate is actually 10% higher than when he took office, and the number of unemployed longer than 26 weeks has climbed 57%. 3 million manufacturing jobs have been lost to new jobs in the service sector and other low-paying positions, half of which are part-time and offer no benefits. Bush has the worst job growth record since the Great Depression. Excluding farming, 22.7 million jobs were created during the Clinton years, while only 2.3 million have come online under Bush. Entry-level wages for male college graduates have fallen 7.5% over the last 5 years, the first decline in 30 years. Health coverage for young adults has fallen by 7%. Health insurance premiums have risen 71% over the same period, making it more likely that these new families will be faced with bankrupting medical bills. Apartment rents and house prices have climbed steeply. The American dream of owning your own home is now just that for many young Americans. The Housing Affordability Index is at its lowest since 1987. As interest rates rise and home values decline, many new homeowners who were seduced by no down payments and adjustable rate mortgages may soon find that they owe much more on their mortgages than their homes are worth. Americans have always had the lowest savings rate in the industrialized world. Now this rate has turned negative, and Americans under 35 are spending a whopping 16% more than they are earning. Because of Bush's tax breaks, the total national debt has increased $3 trillion in 5 years, a 54% increase, beating Reagan's record of $1.6 trillion in 8 years. As economist Giotti Ghosh states, the U.S. public merrily continues to spend its way through the rest of the world's savings, borrowing $600 billion alone in 2005. The American grasshopper's long summer of overconsumption will eventually end, and the world's ants, some of them putting away 30% of their income, will come out on top. Europeans stood firmly with us after 9/11, assuming that the U.S. would seek a multilateral solution to terrorism, but now 71% of them believe that Bush is the greatest threat to world peace. Many Americans have good reason to believe that Bush is a real threat to their financial security and their children's and grandchildren's economic future. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or visit my website at www.nickgeyer.com.